Festival and our Center for the Arts at Chester.
Good morning, Hopkins Junior High School. This is Dr. Ed Harris from San Jose State. And I've enjoyed all of your groups from your school so far, and I'm looking forward to hearing this group perform. You've got a nice nice program set forth for the group. Nice opening, nice release. Okay, a little, I know this is a marked piano, but careful. Nice job on the solo. Tending to write a little bit on the sharp side. Come to mind, I would come down one dynamic. Okay. I would come down just a little bit less. It got a little bit harsh at 25 in terms of the tone. If you can separate the accent materials, get off tied notes held across the bar line especially. Da 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 da. A little bit more in the first of the duplets that slurred. Okay, make sure you don't rush the 16th. And I need a little crisper articulation. Pickups lead, a little crescendo horns when you come in. Yeah, you want to try not to take a breath before the high G if you can help it. Hearing the bells. Try to bring the C out before the E-flat, E-flat's popping out just a little bit. Back away a little bit to start your crescendo. You have to use reverse psychology. Get softer when you see a crescendo so that you can get louder. Same thing with the diminuendo. Get louder so you can get softer. Okay. You're up pretty high, flutes. I wouldn't try to play quite so loudly. Più forte, a little with some loudness. This is piano, however. Okay, taper the note before you release it. I need more weight on the accents. Again, a little taper on the note before you leave it at 115. Finish the note before you leave it. We're tending to rush a little bit at 115. It's that pa-pa that's pushing us ahead. Come to middle line is a little bit on the heavy side. So we're tending not to hear the moving eighth note sign in the upper woodwinds. Inner voices are a little bit too heavier than they need to be. Needs what I call musical gardening. You need to trim some things back and help the audience hear what you would like us to hear. Yeah, nice job pushing us to the end. The forzando piano, I would stay piano longer. Maybe not until the second beat of the second measure would even start to move up a little bit. Trill, I would sting it and then back away, let the moving line bum, 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 bum. Again, the more detached you give it, and the more air weight with the air on these, I think the better. Careful with a group this size and with good solid players, if everyone plays a double forte, it's going to be just a little bit too overpowering. I thought maybe your high dynamics were a little bit on the hot side. So just bring them down a little bit. Sometimes the pianos were not quite piano. Okay, we're on to the Frank Erickson. Frank Erickson served on our faculty at San Jose State for several years, so we have most every one of his pieces in our library, except for this one. Okay, gentler. I would go for almost into the stands for more of a muffled sound. Yeah, a little bit more weight on the D, a little crescendo back a little way, a little bit from the F, so we get a smoother connection. Okay, maybe mezzo piano here. Breath. Yeah, a little bit of a diminuendo before you take the breath. So we have to mask it just a little bit. Yeah, I'm getting a little bit too top-heavy of a sound here. Again, I would say tapered release rather than the block release at 17. Again, I'm hearing individuals holding on longer than others at releases, so uniformity in release. Determine, am I going to cut this off on the fourth beat, or am I going to hold it all the way to the next downbeat? Generally, a note followed by a rest, you're going to end it on the next beat, unless for some reason there's a line that needs clarity on the downbeat. Loose because of the tessitura, and it's a fairly big section. I would come down one dynamic, sending to overpower the clarinets. The other option would be for the clarinets to come up just a little bit more. Careful on the eighth notes. D, 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 there are pickup also. Little crescendo on breath. T-da-dee, a little crescendo. Again, come up a little bit on the D so the F sharp doesn't pop out. Yeah, again, I'd let the suspended cymbal lead the crescendo, not so much the temp. Yeah, so this should be one of your high points of the piece. I think if you get too loud too soon, it takes away from where you really want it to be, a higher mountain. Each note a little bit louder. More, 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 more. Yeah. I need more of the da-da-dum, the eighth notes. Yeah, I'm not sure I'm hearing the cymbals. It can be a little bit more forceful on that. Okay, and again, I think because of the tessitura, you need to balance out the flutes, because he's got you up pretty high, and if you all play forte up there, it's it's sort of unrealistic to think the other woodwinds are going to come up that loud in a group this size. So just a little bit of trimming back here and making sure that we always play with beautiful sound. This piece is sort of your slow, expressive piece, and you want maybe the turn the heat down a little bit on it. I thought maybe you know you're still in sort of the psychology of the Pierre Laplante piece, which was more rhythmic, a little bit more aggressive. This one it's got to be a little more cerebral, more thoughtful, just a little bit quieter. And a forte, again, if you just think of it as a full sound, not a loud sound, I think you're going to be in better shape. Okay, we're moving on to the James Cornell. Okay. Dee 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 dee. Yeah, he's got accent on the first three notes. Ya da 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 dee. Yeah, the score, we can't tell if that's tongued or synagogic accent. In either case, you need to bring out the first three sixteenths a little bit more. I need a little bit more on the lower E flat before the D flat. A little bit of a taper before your breath. A little bit more trumpet. Got to play up a little bit more on the low F. Nice job, altos. Yeah, I need a little bit more of the bass line on the C flat. Yeah, start your crescendo right away. Yeah, just a nice, rich sound. Yeah, I like the balance here. Yeah, I like the way you're separating that first eighth note a little bit before the quarter note. It's clean, it's articulate, but you don't have to be overplayed. I think if you space it just a little bit, you had just a right amount of space to help it cut through, but not being overplayed. Okay, a little bit more muscle here from the suspended cymbal and from the snare drum. Careful, we're going a little bit sharp on the muted trumpets. Remember, when you put the mute in, you need to pull out just a little bit. Okay, we're trying to rush the slurred eighth notes just a little bit. Sometimes when we tongue things, we have two muscle groups reacting, and we have better rhythm. When we don't have to tongue something, we just move our fingers. Sometimes the fingers have a mind of their own. They go a little bit too fast. A little bit gentler here. Yeah, nice sense of balance here. Yeah, nice chop percussion. Careful not to clip the note quite so much when you release it, just to lift off it. I'm getting ba da dee da da dee da 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 da. Need a little bit more of the Christmas on the articulated line. Everyone else behind you is going to be diminuendoing. You're just sort of the last strong statement of the theme. Okay. My suggestion here would be play it the way you would sing it, almost as everything is under a long slur. smooth. Yeah, the most legato DA sound, almost as if you're not really articulating, you're just sort of interrupting the air just a little bit, but gentle. Okay, you got a diminuendo here, so you can come down, so you can then make another crescendo. You need to come down more. Okay, before you take the breath, just taper the note just a little bit, a little diminuendo. Pull the energy out of the ya da da da. I know there's a diminuendo, but it's a significant moving line. Three, and I would pull down even more on that, and maybe just a little bit less on this. Flutes is a little bit too loud. And here I would probably not use a piccolo, just because it's calming down, and piccolo offers a little bit too much edge on the sound. Blow through the flared eighth notes. Not suddenly quite so loud. So to me, you've got a little ways to go. I wouldn't let the forte get too loud, because here's where you want to arrive at. So dynamic pacing on your crescendo is something that I think deserves a little bit more attention. And on your retards as well, how much do you want to take? Four and one. Yeah. So don't start the new tempo until you get to the new tempo. Okay, I'm hearing individual sticking out here. So a little bit more composite sound, which means you've just got to listen louder than your play. Listen around you so we get a more homogenized sound. Da, 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 dum. Yeah, up and back even a little bit more. Wagner says the most expressive part of the measure is the last part of the measure. So especially the last two eighth notes. I'm going bum, bum, ti, ah, ta, ta, tum. Yeah, so I'd pull just a little bit back more at those spots. And the ending, I think, did a very nice job with. Dynamic pacing, balance. Sometimes when your extreme registers are issues that I think you need to think about a little bit. I think Pierre Laplante, I think you brought the dynamic tessitura up too high, and as a result, the tone got a little bit harsh, and we had a hard time controlling the style of the accompaniment. At a loud, I know it's marked forte, but I think it's not a good idea where you basically have downbeats and afterbeats. Boom, bop, and bop, and bop, and bop. The louder you play, the slower it gets and the more bogged down it gets. So I would bring that down to maybe mezzo piano or mezzo forte and just go for crispness and lightness. It's like touching a hot iron. It's more pulling away than hitting these staccato notes. Good. I enjoyed your program, and I thought you did a very nice job with developing the pieces. Careful of your dynamic pacing. Transitional dynamics, I thought, needed to be a little bit more thought out. It just seemed like we hurried on crescendos. Most of them came a little bit too soon compared to where you needed to be at the end of the line. Okay, good job. I want to thank you for your participation.